what a week this is for you then. You've signed this new contract and I believe you're getting married tomorrow, Lewin.
Yeah, so it's been a busy week, but I can't think of anything else that would top it off any better. So yeah, I'm very pleased.
Is it good to get it out the way and get all the contracts sorted before you get married, and presumably you're going to be having a honeymoon now as well?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, you know, sometimes in football you just get used to a bit of uncertainty at times. So either way, you know, I'd have enjoyed, you know, tomorrow. But yeah, it's just good to sign, just mainly because I enjoyed my time there last year. You know, all the staff and the management, you know, just are really good, and you know, the manager's philosophy and what he's got planned for next season. You know, I'm quite positive for what the future has in store.
Can you share a little bit of that philosophy with us? And we don't expect you to give anything away, but what is sort of the manager's core plan, do you think, for next year?
Well, I think obviously he wants to play football. You've seen maybe in the short space that he was here that maybe the style of football changed a little bit compared to before. Now, I'm sure after a full pre-season, hopefully he'll be able to implement that even more. And I quite enjoy playing the way he wants to play. And then at the end of the day, he has big aspirations. So, you know, that's always fantastic when you have someone leading you that has got some really big ambitions.
I guess the plan has got to be to try and push for promotion, hasn't it? Especially the way that you had that great run under, the caretaker manager originally, then Lee Johnson. You finished the season with a 5-0 win against Rochdale. You must want to be really challenging for the championship next term.
Definitely, you know, that has to be the aim. And, you know, of course, you know, it's not easy, and it's a very tough league. But at the same time, I feel it's a very, very open league. And as you've seen last year, you know, anyone can beat anybody. And the difference between winning and losing is a very fine margin. So, you know, that's got to be high. I think, you know, we'll go into the season with that as our main target.
I suppose a good start this year is the key.
Definitely. I mean, it's all about consistency. You know, all the teams that got promoted this year have, over most of the season, been consistent in their performances and in their results. Last season, we just dropped too many points in games that we really should have won. And when you look back at them and count them all up, the season would have looked a lot different at the end. So that's something that this year we can't make the same mistake. And then if we don't make that mistake, then, you know, we have a very good chance to do something special.
Can you talk us through these last couple of weeks then? Were you talking to other clubs, or were you firmly focused on staying at Oakwell?
I think, you know, I felt I had a good season last year, so, you know, there was always interest. But, you know, essentially, you know, I spoke to the manager in this week, and, you know, like I said, I'm happy here. You know, I know the staff here. I know how good they are. You know, I think they've been a massive part in me choosing to stay here as well. You know, you've got great, you know, fans, great support. You know, I enjoy living in this area. You know, that's always a big thing. So I think all those combined, it made my decision pretty simple when the, you know, the offer was finally made.
Is stability a key thing for a player when you've got a club that wants to keep you? Like you say, you're settled in the area. You just enjoy playing your football. We talk a lot about players who want to keep pushing on, and a lot of players move on and are a bit nomadic these days. Well, sometimes is it good just to know where you're going to be for a while? You know, you've settled in an area and you're going to stay there.
I think, yeah, it's interesting. I mean, as much as I'm settled here and I enjoy playing here, I also know that the staff here will push me. So, you know, as much as, like, I enjoy playing here, I don't want to just play here because I'm comfortable and, you know, I just want to, like, stay in the same position. You know, I know that the manager and the staff here will push me and try and get the best out of me. So in that respect, it's kind of a perfect scenario.
It looks like it's going to be quite a different League One next year as well, because the MK Dons, who seem to be challenging for a while, have gone up. Preston have gone up. Bristol City are up as well. And I suspect there are teams like yourself, maybe even just down the road, Doncaster, Sheffield United, Wigan coming down, and one or two others, who are going to really fancy the chances next year.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. And like I said before, it's a tough league, but it's one of those leagues that if you get a solid team and you put some consistent performances and results together, that, you know, you have every chance of getting out of it.